We begin with chapter 12. Now we are going to talk and we walk through the chapter now relating to relationship marketing in travel and tourism industry. Let me brief you and tell you a little bit more on travel and tourism. I hail from hospitality, travel, tourism and marketing industry for almost last 38 years. So let's all see about the travel and tourism industry, which is a very promising tourism industry. What's the structure? Introduction to the industry. Importance of relationship marketing in travel and tourism. Relationship marketing strategies in this industry. Characteristic of relationship marketing. Consumer tourist loyalty. Application of relationship marketing in travel and tourism industry. Personalized relationship in marketing. Implementation of relationship marketing in travel and tourism industry. And effective communication in travel and tourism industry. So it's a lot of topic to be discussed in this whole chapter. And as requesting all time, I would need your attention to understand this industry and marketing in travel and tourism industry. So relationship marketing in travel and tourism industry represent a paradigm of changes which take place in the marketing practices. Changes are mainly related to shift from the focus at transaction to the focus of relationship. Relationship approach points out relationship continuity, which is to be developing between the travel and tourism organization and its consumers, with main focus at consumer services and standards of quality. So relationship marketing in this, where consumer or the traveler, let's talk in this industry, the consumer is a traveler with main focus of what are the services offered and the standard of its quality. So traditionally, marketing focus on creating opportunity for sales of product. Now what is sales and product in tourism? The destination, the places where a tourist or a traveler visits, and the goods, the destinations again. The goods could be in the form of train services, bus services. The goods and services could also mean the flights, the tours, the packages, and again that also means any other arrangements like hotel stay, arrangements like visiting sites, arrangements like arranging meals and other services. So all that in travel and tourism, and how the application of relationship marketing in travel and tourism sector assumes developing relationship not only with the consumer or tourist, but also with the agents, the broker, the supplier, corporate, and also individual. So traditionally, this is what the concept of marketing is: to sell the product, the hotel, the airlines, the city tours, the travel insurance, and so on, and offering these services to the end user, who in travel and tourism industry or hospitality industry is either a tourist, or in hotel industry it is the guest. In the travel and tourism business, especially in the hospitality sector, with a high level of interaction between the consumer, tourist or a guest in the selling of personal and hospitality industry is important. important segment between the retailer of hospitality services. Who are the retailer of hospitality services? Somebody who is a travel agent, who sells directly to the traveler, or such as hotels, food and beverage, or the airline, and the marketing companies, such as tour operator, conglomerate, or agencies, incentive companies. All these are the services, and these are the relationship marketing people involved, and they are the segment into it. So when we are talking of hospitality services, we are talking of brand of hotel, number of hotel, the food and the beverage. Like, for example, International Food and Beverages Joint, or international or important restaurant chain, or the airline. So relationship between them and the travel agencies who sell all these, or incentive companies, those who give incentives. So between the retailer of a tourist product, which means a travel agency or a hospitality service provider, and the key consumer, such as large and government agencies. So relationship between these agencies of government agencies and tourist product sold as hotel and to the key consumers. Between the food and beverage retailing outlets, such as restaurant, cafe, fast food outlet, and organization. So when a tourist comes to India, for example, he may make use of the food and beverages joint. He may stay by the big hotel. Likewise, an Indian tourist who goes abroad and make these services. So the relationship management applicable with these retailers and the tourist product. Between retailers within one sort of interrelated tourists and the hospitality service sector, such as hotel chains, motel and restaurant. I hope everybody understand motels. Motels are the small chain of hotel which are generally on the highways. So move further. So relationship management between the retailer of hospitality services and the key suppliers. Between the hotel organization and the employees. Between hotel organization and its marketing agencies, banks and legal support. So there are a good number of destination management companies who sell these. Those are retailers of this. Example, somebody selling Dubai as in India or in Mumbai market. So he's a retailer and a destination management company and the hospitality service provider. A hotel chain, say in Thailand, selling the services through the key supplier, and the brand of hotel being marketed through a particular hospitality company which is marketing that brand of hotel, and the relationship between marketing agencies, I referred like a marketing agency who market a brand of hotel, Sheraton brand of hotel, Lee Meridian, Holiday Inn, or banks and the legal support. So all these relationship we are going to refer to. In the hospitality business and the travel and tourism industry, the relationship market is directed to building up brand loyalty. So what's a brand loyalty? When we talk of a brand loyalty, people go to Thailand. Thailand is a brand. Singapore is a brand. A hotel product is a brand. People love to stay only at Intercon Hotel Group. People love to stay at Taj Hotel Group. That is a brand. So that loyalty building with the help of travel and tourism industry, it is what is called relationship building in this industry. In order to create and improve relationship with consumer, here meaning the traveler or the guest, Usually databases with guest history are created. And again, we are talking of the creation of a database. And this is usually used to create customized offers and communication with customers. Many of you would have experienced a rep of Mahindra Holidays standing at one of the malls and asking for your contact. And that is creating a database. Likewise, there are a lot of timeshare companies who come and collect your data and ultimately pass it on to the hospitality companies, the travel agent, or the brand companies to sell this type of database. So we create a database to improve relationship. Let them know through the database that relationship management and lift the understanding again and again of their understanding that product. That relationship management in travel and tourism industry. In a hotel or a restaurant business, these data may be related to choices of food. Some people would prefer mainland China. That's the five-star restaurant, fine dining cuisine at Sakinaka. That is the most authentic Chinese. But people create a database for them. Who are the people who would look for that? Likewise, different food joints and the food courts of various malls, like Copper Chimney, like Delhi Darbar, like vegetarian restaurants all over, Kamat vegetarian restaurant, to name few, these are the business houses that would be looking at the choice and targeting. And then people love to create what type of area they would like. They would like a corner table, a center table, a table with more light, a table with less light, and table preferences, details of latest visits. So these type of a data is being prepared in restaurant or a food or a hotel industry. Special telephone numbers and VIP facilities are created for important priority guests. These are example. Some people from film industry, Bollywood, like to meet and give a treat at a restaurant to possibly discuss something. A database of exclusively prepared for those type of celebrities who would like to sit and dine in a fine dining restaurant with their choice of hotel, with their choice of food, which could be anything from Japanese food to a Thai food to an authentic Chinese food to a Mughlai dish to a total vegetarian, absolutely vegetarian, or a Jain meal. All these are the choices, and the database is created for such distinguished and priority guests. Special lists are also created to invite such special people on very special occasion. Example, there is a Chinese New Year going on. Mainland China would have a show going on where all people would be invited to learn more on authentic Chinese food at mainland China, or a Thai food festival happening at Intercon, or maybe a Japanese food festival, or maybe a Mongolian food festival, or maybe a total Rajasthani food festival, which is purely a Rajasthani type of food, vegetarian food, so on and so forth. So these type of special lists are prepared in a database for the special occasions like birthdays, anniversaries, etc. So important people become members of this executive data in a hotel and airline. What do the airlines do? They target people. For example, airline offer a prime service in business class and first class. Their target audiences will be, or the target consumers or the travelers would be, those who can afford business class and first class style of travel. minded many airlines buy this database just to target few clientele who need quality service. As all of us know, every airline offers similar type of an aircraft, either an Airbus or Boeing. But what an airline score another's airline is the service. And that service is from a retained, satisfied, loyalty, affiliated travelers. So they use this type of list and become members. Important guests are informed about privileges of offer and discount. So if hotel is running, as I mentioned, if they are running a Chinese festival, if they are running a special type of Baisakhi food festival or something of Pongal food festival or some sort of a special Maharashtrian food festival, so on and so forth. So they would invite for such important festival. Important customers are also considered for sharing information and taking advantage for new opportunities and new so in case if they like to say, for example, launch a Bengali food festival or a Bengali restaurant catering and serving Bangla type of a food cooking, so they would take opinion before a product is launched. That is all relationship marketing. Now, continue talking. Managing the relationship in the best manner between the consumer and the tourist service company is always the best strategy to order to achieve regular business and reach a high commercial efficiency, price and payment. Again, even if you offer, they would still say that though we serve, but the pricing is again a prime thing. So they could offer, join 10 people and we get 10% discount when you dine at us. Or lock in what we said earlier, well, eat the food at this, but sell something which is totally different to those guests at a value-added price, so that whatever they have, there is loyalty is bought by selling that additional product. And in this business, the importance of relationship is primordial to a company's effort to maximize its business. So in all relationship, the company in this business, also the travel agent or the marketing company would make that the relationship is to the maximum benefit of its business. Travel and tourism business competitive advantage is not only defined by the supply content, but also by the contact personal behavior, which involves in a permanent interactivity and customer link. There are brand ambassadors. How can we forget our famous Amitabh Bachchan ji, who is a brand ambassador for Gujarat, and likewise Sania Mirza is brand ambassador for Telangana, and many more examples given. Shah Rukh Khan was once upon time brand ambassador for Switzerland. Akshay Kumar, brand ambassador for Thailand. These type of right personals have been picked up. So there is managing the relationship between the consumer and best strategy to achieve regular business with a high commercial efficiency. Travel and tourism business competitive advantage is not only defined by supply, but also by the contact personnel. Now with these people, of course, the names I gave, they are not the people to be contacted for details on Gujarat, or say for Telangana, or say for Switzerland, or for Thailand. But these are the brand ambassadors who have been used and who have been supporting different brands. So the personals whose behavior, now I'm talking about the people who have been hired, their behavior is very important. Somebody who has been hired to brand, to produce the image of a hotel group, a contact person who comes from the industry, a person who is a hotelier, also understand the needs of Indian market. Like for example, Indians are very concerned about their food habits. So what is that hotel offering to the needs of the food habit? I still remember the Hungary Tourism Board, when they stepped into India, they come up and said, we have developed special dining facilities and special menu for Indian tourists in Hungary so that they don't remain hungry, meaning they don't suffer from shortage of Indian food available. So they had Indian food in Hungary just to address the need, and the contact person there was really thinking. He shared with me a lot of knowledge on what exactly he has finally made as a menu at some key restaurant for Indians. In order to manage a healthy and quality relationship with a tourist or a traveler, tourism companies pursue the administration and conception of the expertise they have gained with the latter. So they perceive, and then they, in any management of relationship marketing, they bring in a quality relation. Tourist satisfaction and loyalty directly depend upon the quality of relationship they have with the tourist company. Now here we are talking and focusing on a particular tourist company, but overall tourist brand, as a large brand I'm talking of, there are huge number of countries in the world who have got this loyalty being obtained from them. Very ideally, I can tell you about Thailand. 60%+ of the visitors to Thailand are repeat. They are regularly going from all over the world to Thailand time and again. And what does they suggest? This is a lifetime achievement of buying the loyalty. The customer becomes a lifetime, and so on. So tourist satisfaction brings the loyalty, and it depends directly on the quality of relationship. So the relationship by the supplier chain there, the hotelier, the tour operator, brings this endorsement to them, and the loyalty is directly depending on them. Creating a pleasant business environment should quickly become the key to buyer's loyalty. A tourist travels to somewhere, stays in a hotel, uses the travel agency's service. What is required? As we all know, after the fashion and the film industry, tourism is the one of the most glorious industry, where people rub their shoulder with different pleasant people around. And the pleasant business, creating an environment for that, will become a key buyer's loyalty. The more glamorous people around in the tourism industry and hospitality industry, the more people will become loyal to that product. As I would make a mention of it here, in hospitality industry and tourism industry worldwide, it is a female-dominated industry. So it's a pleasant business, glamorous business, and ultimately glamour brings more people to you, bring more loyalty to you. Customer satisfaction level goes up significantly when the enterprises adopt to the respective buyer desire and need. So expectation of buyers, satisfaction of buyer, value for money, return on what he has spent, he feels happy, satisfied, the pleasure, the satisfaction level increases, and proper management of this is the success. And satisfaction, it goes up again and again with every experience. The tourism industry must understand the customer's expectation very well and their need. As in any industry, tourism industry is no exception and must understand what are the expectation of the traveler. When people travel, let us talk of Indian. When Indian travel to any tourist destination, one of the, rather the topmost thing, we Indian look at shopping. Of course, we would go and explore place. We will go around and see new places. We would like to relax. We would like to get benefits of the attraction, theme park. But shopping, and that is what has to be understood for any destination to be made successful. A destination which is not offering a shopping, it is a big no-no from Indian side. Indian would definitely keep the top of their shop interest in traveling is shopping, not to forget. So company must meet this expectation of the consumer or the traveler. Company must be well acquainted about the drawing attention of their the customer or tourist in this regard. Well, and must maintain the periodical communication. Many tourism boards in marketing the product or their destination hold a very strong database of travelers to whom they write from time to time what is the new happening in their country. How would that benefit them? And there where their success goes, they keep themselves well acquainted. What are Indians looking for? What are they going for? The new theme park, new attractions, and the new hotels which have come up, new offers, new value for money being offered, and so on and so forth. It is necessary for enterprise to create marketing program for maintaining customer relationship aimed at maximizing their long-term loyalty. Loyalty cannot be bought. Please remember, loyalty has to be built, whether it goes into an employee or an end user, or in the current topic we are talking about the traveler or the tourist or a guest. So by high quality of service management, high quality of relationship management, if we bring that, the loyalty is their ultimate goal. Excuse me. Increasing the profit from current customers, seizing tourists losers on short term, and using current tourists to attract other potential. So it's always not good to rip off a customer. Let us go back to the famous ad from Amir Khan, where he says, Aditi Deva Bhava, and he picks up characters from a daily walk of life, an auto rickshaw puller, or maybe somebody who is a porter, a taxi driver, and he identifies and explains to you what's the message in that advertisement. The message is that don't make quick profit from the current customer. Don't rip him off. That is the message. And I hope this line explains by this example. And that would seize the tourists on a... Then you can rip off somebody for once, and then the customer loses. The tourist will lose the interest in long term and potential loss for that destination. Actual implementation of marketing strategies underlines the efficiency of a tourism companies. So what strategies in travel and tourism to be adopted? Actual implementation of marketing strategies underlines the efficiency of tourism companies' activity. The first distinctive attribute of a company for excellence is related to implementation of concept. If we talk of incredible India, then we mean it. We have to show to the world that yes, India is incredible. Malaysia, truly Asia, when we talk of Malaysia, offers a real Asian taste. An Asian taste means Asia from Indian point of view, Asia from Chinese point of view, Asia from Malay point of view, Asia from Chinese and Japanese point of view. That's how the caption goes, Malaysia, truly Asia. So that's the actual implementation of marketing. Likewise, incredible India. Gone are the days when India was remembered as a country of snake charmer. No, it was not a country, it is no more a country that is known as a dancing place, good dances. Yes, this is part of our attraction, our incredibility. But again, implementation of such activities which is required by tourists, what the tourists come in. And so implementation, the excellence, a poorly executed strategy bring about poor result. If you don't look into and implement your plan, say you are celebrating a visit XYZ country and there are, you are inviting tourists and your country is going through with floods, your country is going through shortage of, there is a strike on railway network and there are terrorist bomb blasts. So how do you invite to visit that country? A poorly executed strategy. So before, as they say, you must implement a proper study. Make your infrastructure proper before tourists start coming in. That's a real marketing strategy. Implementing the best strategy is the process where ideas become action by developing certain programs. So when we talk of incredible India, we must make it sure by bringing in proper infrastructure in place for tourists to get interested in India, to see that India is incredible, all level. Likewise, the implementation of the best strategy. The very good thing which has happened for India is e-visa that would bring in number of tourists to India, almost 100 plus that will be given electronic visa if they apply beforehand, before they arrive. So all this is implementing the best strategy.